Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Twitter feed. Did you see my good morning tweet? I was assailed by something that I had to share, but I really don't know what to do with, really. That's too real, is because I mean it.
I'm in a new podcast, by the way. Danny Wallace.
I know, I started listening to it. It's good.
It's the same old crap I always say. What am I looking for?
Me.
Come on, let's play Monopoly.
That yes. One.
Okay, all right. This is safe to drag over.
Now, I dare you to watch this and not feel a bit sorry for Derek. That's all I'm going to say.
Derek is lying.
There we go. Why can't we hear it?
Derek and I got married, one night, this other Derek appears in our bed.
Is that his penis?
No, wait.
Okay.
The real Derek is lying down next to me. Other Derek sits right up out of it.
Maybe it is.
It startled me. I knew that was not Derek. And so I asked this critter, who are you? Because he clearly wanted to have sexual relations.
Can't have been Derek then, is it?
So is this Penn, right, from Penn and Teller? And this is Penn from Penn and Teller.
These guys' reaction at the end of this story, and it is a story, it's a hell of a story, is precious.
Stairway to Heaven.
And he said, come on, I'm your husband. I said, who are you? And he had the nerve to claim to be Ahasuerus.
Excuse me? Ahasuerus?
Oh, sorry.
Xerxes.
Give me one more.
Well, other Derek seriously wanted to invite me to use my free will to do something that was going to pull me away from God.
The nasty.
Or as a Mr. Obus would do it.
What's happening there?
His cock is
like a
bent.
Swelling.
So this last time, I knew he was really desperate.
The gag is he'd have to be. I wouldn't do that.
No.
And I asked him again, who are you? He told me the same answer.
I really want to know.
And I said, I am not going with you. This was an internal dialogue. Finally, I said, I've had enough.
Ah, so you imagined it.
Enough. In my mind, I reached up. I grabbed his face. And I said, you...
And I pulled it off.
She did.
You are a liar.
Oh.
And Jesus is real. And I pulled that face off. And beneath it was a reptile.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And he had little creatures with him this time. He brought these little halfling creatures. And
imagine going on telly and saying this and pretending it was real. This isn't Doctor Who.
No.
This woman is pretending this really happened to her.
This is a preacher.
Yeah.
They looked like, I don't know, gargoyles.
The guy's
they
faces.
Were very reptilian as well.
Even this guy's thinking, ah, shit. This guy is Simon McCoy on GB News. Ah, shit, what have I done?
So beneath that face of Derek was a reptilian serpentine creature, probably similar to what was visiting the Anasazi.
Wow.
Well, the Bible says...
Penn, look how quickly he goes, that was bullshit. watch it, you can't do it.
Reptilian serpentine creature, probably similar to what was visiting the Anasazi.
Wow. Okay, well, that was bullshit.
Poor Derek, he just wanted to get some. All of a sudden,
he wanted a little bit of role play. Who hasn't pretended to be Xerxes when you're having it off?
And then it didn't work out, so we went, oh, yeah, the demon thing. Yeah, of course it was that.
Yeah, dirty. Hey, we got 69 viewers.
Of course we have. Where is my bell? Hi.
So let me tell you who we've got coming on the radio show. What's his name?
Derek?
Just type in Earth. Don't type in Earth in my Google, my Gmail, the crap that pops up. So yeah, we got a guy coming on. Dick Larson. We're gonna get some Dick on the show. I'm following up with your email about having Dick Larson as a guest to talk about the emergence of Meritrea, the world teacher.
Is this another assistant?
This is Jason. If you still have some interest, I'll happily set up an interview.
Right.
So he is coming on.
I still get emails now and again from, do you remember those people that were having a convention about the Hollow Earth, but they couldn't tell us when?
Oh, we were supposed to go as press.
We were going to go over there as press, and they said it's definitely going to happen in America, but we'll let you know. Every now and again, and I'm talking, this is probably about 6 years ago, I'll get a thing saying, are you still interested?
Dick Larson is a retired family addictions therapist with a background in teaching business. He's also a longtime student of the Aegis Wisdom and is a frequent guest on talk radio shows nationwide. We hope you find he is... Okay, whatever.
Gosh.
But then they've sent me some suggested questions. Coronavirus pandemic. How is your view of the coronavirus pandemic different from much that we hear in the news? This guy's going to last about 3 minutes before he hangs up on me.
But also, I really... And when I say love, I mean hate. Love it when they start sending suggested questions like, this is the script we would like you to follow.
Here we go. And so some of these questions have got in brackets, please ask afterwards. Why would a world teacher come now? Please ask. Where do you get your information? Please ask. You know, my first thing is going to be...
Don't ask any of them.
Your team have sent over some questions for me, and there's some that they want me to ask more than others. Why is that? What are you scared of? Are you scared of just having a conversation? Can I put these questions to one side?
Mm-hmm.
What is a spiritual master? Many are worried about the Antichrist. I'll ask that. How can we recognize him?
What was that? Many are worried about the Antichrist.
Yeah, of course so.
Are they?
You can say many, anything, and it'll be true. How can we recognize him and know he really is the world teacher? Please ask. UFOs crop circles. Now I'm going to talk that. Now we can talk. I'll talk to him on an equal level because my theory about Mars.
Oh, God.
So that's going to be fun. That's on December the 14th, guys. Late night radio at its finest.
How festive.
Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Christmas. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Christmas.
Ooh.
I think I've done Christmas now. I think I'm set. I think every time I think that, I
after Derek
that
and I
have
married.
Not quite sewn things up as tightly as I should.
I haven't got any presents because the presents I'm going to get don't come out until next year. Oh, look, now we're, if I do that, we're a little bit, so something weird is going on with the audio, but that's okay. Oh, you can hear us okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hooray for Alistair.
Oh, here's the thing.
Hello.
Hi, Alistair.
Just turn the volume off on the other one.
Okay.
Where is
granddad?
It?
Yep.
Here's the thing. I've got presents. Me and my ex have got
you
presents.
You've got the X Factor.
Together. And we're going to put from mum and dad on to the kids.
Yeah.
That's not weird, is it?
Why would it be weird?
Well,
I mean, it's disappointing for the kids because one of the things my boys were excited about was having two houses and two Christmases.
Two Christmas, yeah.
So surely the mum and dad presents, Father Christmas is coming, right?
Father Christmas is his own entity.
He's sorting his thing out. He's sorting his thing out.
He's doing his thing. And dad will be there when they open the presents, right?
Yeah.
Although, I don't know how he's going to manage the stocking thing because that happens at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
But we've decided that, you know, and he's going to come along to my parents where we're going to be at Christmas and stuff. And we think it's normal because we've not fallen out. But I've had a few friends of mine saying, one of them actually said to me yesterday, oh, that's weird. Oh, I'm sorry, I spoke out of turn.
That's not, I don't think it's weird. It's Christmas.
Well, it would be weird for them because they fell out with their ex. But it's not weird for us because we haven't. It would be weird if he wasn't there, wouldn't it? Christmas?
No, it wouldn't be weird if he wasn't there. It's not weird in any scenario. There is no that both of those things are not weird.
No, I mean, in our situation, the children would think it was strange if he wasn't there, if they didn't see him. Because they see him all the time.
I don't know. Okay, maybe. Maybe. Hmm. Alistair!
Oh, hello.
I've got the same glasses as Alistair.
I can see you on the screen. I can't see you on the Skype. But
unlucky.
Imagine
unlucky.
Us. We're looking really good today.
Unlucky, but unlucky.
I can see you look both good today. Now, talking about Christmas, this is a really cheap Christmas present you can make for yourself at home and give to your loved one. All right?
It's not that thing where you lie on your own arm, is it? No.
Lie on your own arm?
No.
So it goes numb.
I know that you do that in relation... No, I'm not going to go there.
That's where she's gone, Alistair.
I went.
She's taking you there.
I went. Sorry.
Paradise City.
So, can you see what I've got here?
Oh, yes.
It's an empty box. You're not going to do the popcorn trick, are you?
Yeah. So there's like one small box there.
Yeah, yeah.
And a large box there.
I'd start with the small one and see how it goes.
Ian, please, come on.
I'm sorry, Alistair. I apologise. I apologise, but I don't mean it.
No.
How's that? If David Taylor says, whatever this is, I'm doing it.
Do you want to guess what I'm going to make out of this?
We've already guessed, and I don't think you like the answer.
It's not that fella that was collecting 5 gallons of splurge.
Splooge.
Splooge. Is it? Is it that guy?
I think you're going to need a bigger box.
Look, if it was that, that wouldn't work because using cardboard box, the splurge would be soaked in and you would lose your product.
The voice of grim experience.
Ashley says, and this is what I thought when I saw it, you're going to make a boat.
No, but good guess.
Tracy Island.
Oh, I know what you're going to do. Are you going to make
Tracy Island?
And I'm going to distance. Can we just have just a few seconds of silence because I'm going to say something nice now, and I don't want it to be touching the other things that we were discussing.
I'm going to play an audio, and that means we're on the other side. So this side we're frivolous and fun. On the other side we're going to be sensible.
Let's leave the dirty stuff behind. Here we go.
Bill's had his fill of young males.
Catherine, what would you like to contribute to the show so far?
I would like to suggest that you're going to make a crib scene to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus, and that could be an excellent manger.
I think that's a good idea, but no, because that would go against my philosophical and religious belief.
Okay.
But thank you.
But still, it's Christmas.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Alistair's doing a war on Christmas.
Why don't you just tell us? We can't say Christmas anymore. It's Winterval.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it now and then show you, but I just need a couple of minutes.
Okay. So, we'll wait, shall we?
Just to describe what you're doing in a Blue Peter fashion, please.
Right. Well, I'm
just
going to show
just to make sure this does not concern your product, does it?
Right. Here we go. Do you want me to get it out now?
David Tennant. I'm going to say yes, if you say so.
This is a remote control tidy.
Yes, it is.
Just hold it up again so that people can get. There we go. So you, but why have you got two boxes? Why not just one?
So you can sort.
Because
the
I've got smaller remote controls. That's for the amplifier. This is for.
I always lose the amplifier remote because it's tiny. Yeah. Why is it so tiny? And I'm constantly telling my boys off.
The little size, and also when I finished it all, there is still room for my tobacco pouch.
What? You can't mix. Don't cross the streams.
Can everyone stop saying pouch?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.